Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program which highlights positive developments at the primary level. On today's program, we visit the staff and students at Norman Gardens Primary and Junior High School. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Norman Gardens Primary and Junior High School is in rebuild mode. The school is making a strong effort to move past its inner city association and establish itself as a school of choice in the Mountain View community in Kingston. Principal Lexford Johnson firmly believes his school has what it takes to be a center of excellence. One of the priority areas for the school is to boost its overall literacy rate. This is no easy task because many of the students are considered slow learners. In fact, many are part of the government's Alternative Secondary Transition Education Program, ASTEP, for students performing below their grade levels.
Our current percentage, average reading level, and that was measured for last year, is 53. We did the mock exam that they had earlier this year, and it has gone up to 63. We are hoping that at the end of this year, we will obtain up to 83%. That is our projection, and based on ministry's projection, they are anticipating that's where we will be.
To get the literacy rates where they should be, reading has formed a core part of the school's curriculum, with scheduled reading periods for all students each day. It has paid off so well that Norman Gardens recently copped several medals and prizes in a reading competition held in their region.
We were able to obtain 3 gold in different categories, 2 bronze, and sectional prizes. So thus far, I think we are heading in the right direction.
The staff also learned that students were motivated to read when they were doing well in other subjects. Students are exposed to several vocational areas.
We want them to be entrepreneurs because some of them really are not academically inclined. So we teach them how to cook, how to bake, how to sew, and to turn trash into cash.
Head of the junior high department, Ismay Henry. Several transformational changes are also in store for the new school year. Most notable among these is the opening of an enrichment center donated by the Digicel Foundation, which will help boost literacy rates even further. There are also plans to change the school's uniform.
We are starting all over, and so with a new uniform, a new look, we know that better things will continue to happen.
Vice Principal Dulcie Meagle. Now let's hear what the students at Norman Gardens think about their school.
Norman Gardens is a good school. The teachers are wonderful, especially the principal.
The teachers, they teach you a lot of good subjects like maths. The teacher push too hard. If you're in missed class, they're going to call you back and tell you that you must do this and do that.
I like the teachers because they teach us new things. They teach us if we don't get you in life with their... If we want to be a veterinarian, we don't get you with it. We can do skills like bake cake and make things.
Despite the emphasis on literacy, many students at the school surprisingly list mathematics as their favorite subject.
My favorite subject is mathematics because I like to calculate and do maths, but the English, a lot of reading kind of stress me sometimes.
Well, it's maths because what I want to do in life comes under it. I want to be an accountant. I know I have a chance because I'm a very determined person.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.